News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5. Thunderstorms in the mix for today. Heck, there's already some on the radar. Folks out in Tanner Williams getting them. We got a few right here in Central Mobile a little bit earlier. Dr. Bill has a full forecast on the way. First, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are telling us accident-free conditions so far. Good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway from Airport, Spring Hill, and Government 65 from the 1065 split and all the way up towards Saraland. We've had quiet rides so far this morning. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival. They present celebrations from around the world. Coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairground. Get all the details online at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cans Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
608 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Yeah, looking at the, you get that shower this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of it like hit from my house out to your house. Not everywhere getting that rain this morning, but usually something summertime-wise, it's down on the coast. But I guess now officially we're in fall, so it could be raining in the morning north of the coast. That shower out by Tanner Williams, a couple more into the area around Hurley, getting some rain, and a shower up north of, looks like Wolf Bay, that area. But more showers on the way today. Dr. Bill will talk more about that and a couple depressions in the Atlantic. He's watching. Tropical weather update coming up at 6:35. Also coming up, we'll get a look at sports. Tiger Woods is back.
Yeah, first win in 5 years.
I wonder what the TV ratings are going to look like, the overnights.
Did you see some of the video from Atlanta, from the course where he was winning yesterday? Oh, man, you have to see. As he was walking down the 18th fairway, and it was like this for most of the second half of his round yesterday, but it was like watching 2003 PGA Tour golf. Maybe more people following Tiger around the course. Just unbelievable.
When Tiger shows up, the ratings go up, the attendance goes up, everything goes up. Tiger, very good for golf. We'll talk more about that with sports coming up. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening this morning, Attorney General Jeff Sessions is scheduled to give remarks at the Justice Department's National Public Safety Partnership Symposium in Hoover. The AG is scheduled to speak at 8:30 a.m. this morning, along with other Justice Department officials. The National Public Safety Partnership was created in response to President Donald Trump's executive order on a task force on crime reduction and public safety. It focuses on the role of the U.S. Department of Justice when fighting violent crime, and it's a partnership which, quote, provides an innovative framework for DOJ to enhance its support of state, tribal, and local law enforcement officers and prosecutors in the investigation, prosecution, and deterrence of violent crime. A fatal motorcycle accident has claimed the life of an Irvington man. It happened Friday night. Alabama State Troopers responded to Old Pascagoula Road around 8 p.m. The preliminary ALEA investigation has revealed that Randall Glenn Wade was traveling eastbound on his motorcycle when he hit a Freightliner tractor trailer as it turned onto the roadway. Mr. Wade was 44 years old and was pronounced dead at the scene. As for the driver of the Freightliner, they were not injured. At this hour, state troopers continue to investigate. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The sun is brutal this time of year on the Gulf Coast, so protect yourself, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with thermal and UV reduction ceramic films installed by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting. Don't let the sun damage your most valuable investments. Window tinting also increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is aesthetically pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint with a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile Police are investigating a shooting at the Walmart on the Interstate 65 service road. It happened last night at about 9:30. News 5 was there when police took one person into custody. We have not yet confirmed who that person is or what they're charged with. Two teenagers and their father were killed in a house fire in 8 Mile Sunday morning. The two teenage girls were students at Blount High School. 15-year-old Nariah Hughes was a cheerleader, and 17-year-old Menora Smith was a senior.
Some sweet and nice girls. She had raised them right, and they were so smart. They were some close sisters, so it's like really hard.
Three other people were able to escape that fire. The cause is unknown. For the first time, students and teachers at St. Vincent de Paul School will be under one roof. A fire in December of last year injured two young children, a teenager, and two adults. Since the fire, the school has been rebuilding to consolidate into one campus. Mobile Fire Rescue says the fire was caused when a flammable gas ignited. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
Good morning, quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Following week four of the college football season, the Associated Press Top 25 was released on Sunday, and Alabama got all but one of the 61 first-place votes. They're again at the top of the poll after defeating Texas A&M 45-23. The top four stayed steady, with Georgia ranked second, Clemson third, and Ohio State fourth. LSU moved past the Oklahoma Sooners to number five in the rankings. The Sooners fell to number six after needing overtime to get past Army on Saturday. Stanford is seventh, Notre Dame eighth, Penn State jumped Auburn to number nine, and the Tigers are ranked 10th after beating Arkansas 34-3. Kentucky is ranked in the AP Top 25 for the first time since 2007. They came in at number 17 this week after knocking off previously ranked number 15 Mississippi State 28-7 to improve to 4-0. Mississippi State held on in the top 25. They moved down nine spots to number 23. In the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge,
some changes at the top.
There were some big changes. I had an awful week. Picked a lot of upsets that just did not come to fruition. But right now we have a tie in first place place, Kevin 6417 and JT Dungan, currently tied at the very top with 174 points. Second place, pretty tight, though. You have the Pick'em Professor and Track Freak right behind by 1 point.
You know, and those two have been in the top. You know, what, Track Freak was leading, but Pick'em Professor and Track Freak both have been in the top 5% for most of this.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So while there's some upstarts in the mix, I still worry about the long-term game for the Pick'em Professor and Track Freak. By the way, too, I'm inside the 100s.
Really?
So up you're to 90, right. 98.
You're seven spots behind me.
Yeah.
Because so I'm in 91st place.
I'm moving on up, man.
Pretty sad performance from the FM Talk crew here. We'll get it together. I'm sure of it. It did finally happen again. On Sunday, Tiger Woods won the 2018 Tour Championship for his first PGA Tour victory since 2013. 14-time major winner closed out a two-stroke victory by shooting a 71 in the fourth round at East Lake Golf Club in Atlanta. He finished the tournament 11 strokes under par, ahead of Billy Horschel in second place.
Certainly up there with obviously all the major championships I've won, players, World Golf Championships. But this is under different circumstances.
The victory also moved Woods from 20th to 2nd in the final FedEx Cup standings. Justin Rose took home the top $10 million prize with his tie for 4th. But it was just like the old days on Sunday with Tiger Woods.
You know, a couple things stood out to me. Number one, I heard, I guess yesterday's round, round 4, that he birdied the first 5 holes or something.
In the first 9, and the front 9, he went insane. I think he finished 5 or 6 under the front 9 holes on Saturday.
I mean, ching.
Yeah,
I mean,
he really took off.
I went, whoa, he's hitting on all cylinders today.
Yeah, every putt was dropping dead center. It was a vintage Tiger Woods performance. In the NFL, it was an upset special Sunday. The Buffalo Bills pulled off a major upset win over the Minnesota Vikings 27-6. The Bills were 17-point underdogs, but they got the win behind quarterback Josh Allen, who had 235 total yards and 3 touchdowns. On Sunday night, the Detroit Lions got their first win of the season, knocking off the New England Patriots 26-10. Patriots are now 1-2. And in another upset, the Tennessee Titans were 10-point underdogs to Jacksonville, but beat the Jaguars on the road 9-6. There were also records broken on Sunday. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw his 13th touchdown pass this season in a 38-27 win over San Francisco. That's the most ever by an NFL player in the first 3 games of the season. And New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees had another outstanding day as the Saints rallied to beat the Atlanta Falcons 43-37 in overtime. Brees threw for 396 yards and 3 touchdowns and also added 2 more rushing touchdowns. Brees also became the NFL's career leader in completed passes. In the second quarter, he broke the record of 6,300 career completions by Hall of Famer Brett Favre. In baseball over the weekend, the Atlanta Braves swept division rival Philadelphia 4-0, and in the process clinched the National League East Division for the first time since 2013. Braves beat the Phillies 5-3 on Saturday to clinch the division and beat them again on Sunday 2-1 for their 5th win in a row. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now, 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, so far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Good ride from Fairhope and Daphne, Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays from that 1065 split, Schillinger, Three Notch, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. No wrecks in the roadways. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
622 FM Talk 106.5. And it's a new era, financially speaking, for the relationship between the United States and China. Starting today, Trump administration is putting into effect new 10% tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese products. Here is here's an update from Westwood One and John Loring about the what kicks in today.
It's a new era, financially speaking, for the relationship between the U.S. and China. Starting Monday, the Trump administration is inflicting new 10% tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese products.
Tariffs have really had a positive impact. Number one, our country's taking in a lot of money. Number two, we're creating jobs like never before.
Among the thousands of goods affected, baseball gloves, network routers, and food seasonings. Chinese officials say they'll strike back with new taxes on American items like auto parts, meat, and clothing. But President Trump says he's not worried about the retaliation.
They said, well, we're going to do the same thing. I said, that's okay. We have far more bullets.
Last month, the People's Daily newspaper wrote, the U.S. is unwilling to see China develop and prosper and then surpass it. No hardship has ever stopped China from standing up, growing rich, and becoming strong.
I think it's wrong. It's only about politics.
As for Chinese workers, the news of the new tariffs brings mixed reactions.
I think our country hasn't been affected that much so far. China doesn't really rely on the U.S. like it did in the 2000s.
It definitely have a negative impact on Chinese economy.
I'm John Lawrence.
So probably don't look for any price rollbacks at Walmart or Target or the big box importers, right?
Not anytime soon.
6:24, time to check local headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Montgomery this morning as an inmate has been stabbed to death at a state prison. Stabbing occurred late last week, but we are now getting even more information. According to the Department of Corrections spokesperson Bob Horton, that stabbing occurred at the St. Clair Correctional Facility in Springville. It happened Thursday night. 33-year-old Rogarius Bray was fatally stabbed during a fight with another inmate in the housing area. He was transported to a local hospital, but that's where he later died. 42-year-old Brandy Harris has been charged with first-degree murder. Six inmates have been fatally stabbed in state prisons this year, and three of those stabbings happening at St. Clair. A health alert is in effect as even more West Nile virus numbers are being confirmed as more people have been diagnosed right here in Mobile. The health department is reminding you that if you participate in outside activities, to keep mosquito repellent very close and that mosquito activity peaks at dusk and dawn. And the best ways to prevent bites are to wear long pants and shirts, use repellent, and avoid standing water. Humans with the virus or other mosquito-borne diseases often have symptoms of high fever, severe headache, nausea, stiff neck, confusion, muscle weakness, paralysis, disorientation, and seizures. And in rare cases, the West Nile virus can cause coma or death. Now, the risk of encephalitis is being spread by mosquitoes is highest from August through the first freeze in the fall. Dr. Bernard H. Eichel II is the health officer for Mobile County and says, quote, the public should assume that there are mosquitoes carrying the disease throughout Mobile County. Don't let your guard down. And listen to this. There are no virus vaccines for humans. To report a mosquito issue here in Mobile County, call 251-690-8124. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 626 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you along. Check us out online, of course, streaming at FMTalk1065.com. And you can check out the schedule for the station, podcast there, and also, of course, the stream. And you get the stream as well on your smartphone through the TuneIn radio app. It's free. It's an easy download for Android users or iPhone users. Just go to Google Play for Android, iTunes Store for Apple users, and TuneIn Radio is the name of it. When you get there, just hit local radio, FM Talk 106.5, and you'll have us right there.
It's that easy.
All right, very good. So this is one of these, I'm going to give you the story and then see if your detector goes off.
Okay.
Woman Renee Reese of Thornton, Colorado, says she stored her life savings of $35,000 inside her freezer.
Oh.
Which reminds me of some politicians.
Yep.
She put it in Ziploc bags wrapped in paper towels so it would blend in.
Mm-hmm.
Her theory was if her house ever burned down, the cash would stay safe in the freezer. Renee, this is kind of a bad theory.
Yeah.
But here's where things got extra strange. Apparently, Renee returned the freezer to Costco in June and forgot she'd hidden the cash inside.
Oh, no.
And by the time she realized she'd given Costco the freezer plus $35,000, it was too late. She opened a claim with them, but they haven't found the cash. And so far, they say they're just looking into it. Now, this is news. Okay. Where, if you're going to return the freezer,
mm-hmm.
she's had it for some period of time. She's going to return. And I lost my freezer last week. You clean the stuff out of the freezer, first yeah. of all, right?
Yeah, it's common courtesy.
You would take the things out. Unless she had taken off the wall of the freezer or something like put it in there, you would clean it. You don't just take the freezer with all your hamburger and stuff in it.
No.
And $35,000. I'm just telling you, something smells like fish here, like rotten fish.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama's junior senator weighs in on the coming Brett Kavanaugh hearing. Doug Jones was in Mobile over the weekend promoting legislation designed to help historically black colleges and universities. Jones says he's trying to keep an open mind on Kavanaugh and argues the GOP is rushing the nomination.
We have to encourage women to come forward, and we also have to encourage a culture where young men just can't do this.
He says he's ready to hear what Dr. Christine Blasey Ford has to say. A Florida man is going to prison for 20 years for stealing $600 worth of cigarettes. A Pensacola jury convicted 48-year-old Robert Spellman of burglary and grand theft. Spellman had 14 felony and misdemeanor convictions prior to the cigarette theft that earned him the lengthy prison sentence. In central Alabama, police are investigating after a 5-month-old boy died inside a Tarrant home. We're told officers responded to the house and found an unresponsive child. Paramedics performed CPR but could not revive the child. Jefferson County investigators say the child's father placed him in a bathtub and then left the room. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
War Eagle Auburn fans, this is Bo Megginson. Excited to be bringing you the Auburn Tiger Radio program every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5. Not only is it going to be an exciting season with the Tigers taking on the toughest, most demanding schedule in the country, but we'll also be coming to you from Nexus Cinema Dining off Cody Road just south of Greeley at 770 Bruns Drive. It'll be an exciting time all year long with great food, great drinks, and great Auburn football talk here on FM Talk 106.5 with your Auburn Tiger Radio program.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good. Like, real good. You know what I'm saying? Like, real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
The debate about sports specialization by high school athletes continues. Some argue that high school athletes who play one sport all year long have a better chance of landing a lucrative pro contract. But that's simply not true. In fact, 30 of the 32 first-round picks in last year's NFL draft played more than one sport in high school. Of the 32 players drafted, 22 also participated in high school track and field. 19 also played basketball. Some also played baseball and lacrosse. What's the path to success for high school athletes here in Alabama, no matter what their goals might be? Study hard, always do your best, and if you can, play more than one sport in high school. This message presented by the Alabama High School Athletic Association and the Alabama High School Athletic Directors and Coaches Association.
Negotiations continue this morning on exactly how Thursday's Senate Judiciary Committee hearing will proceed. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford has agreed to detail her allegation of sexual assault against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. This, as a second woman has told the New Yorker magazine, Kavanaugh exposed himself to her and forced unwanted contact at Yale University. Rivers swelling with the floodwaters of former Hurricane Florence are threatening to swamp communities near the South Carolina coast, leaving thousands ready to evacuate. Meteorologist Chad Myers telling us records will be broken.
The Waccamaw River near Conway have a reporter there going to 22 feet this week. The old record was less than 18. So not even flood stage, but over record flood stage by 4 feet there. And more rain is in the forecast for today and for tonight.
A new round of U.S. sanctions on Chinese goods going into effect today, and China is retaliating, levying new taxes on $200 billion of American products. And that has sent stock futures down on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. This holiday season, you might want to throw a few extra toys in your shopping cart. The U.S. government's recently announced tariffs on Chinese goods spell trouble for the toy business and consumers. MarketWatch says the industry might be prepared for this coming winter because products are mostly finished and prices are set, but next year could be more expensive for manufacturers, retailers, and consumers. Individual toys are not on the list of products affected by the tariffs, President Trump announced today, but some raw materials and chemicals are, including lithium batteries and the chemicals that make silly putty. Duke Energy says initial water tests from its L.V. Sutton plant in Wilmington, North Carolina, showed discharges from the plant's cooling lake to the Cape Fear River aren't harming water quality. The Charlotte-based utility holding company says water samples captured on Friday upstream and downstream from the plant show little to no impact to river water quality, with all results well within the state standards. On Wall Street, futures are lower. And that's Your Money Now.
Embrace your personal style with deals on top flooring trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Sale. Get a rich and classic look with new gilded reserve chestnut and more Bellawood engineered hardwood floors all on sale. 10 to 15% off. Or get new Icelandic oak laminate. It's 23% off. Save up to 34% on waterproof floors. Get more from 39 cents plus special financing and professional installation nationwide. Don't miss it. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Noted author, former chief medical correspondent, and SalonPas user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
The human body has billions of pain receptors. Block those receptors with the anesthetics found in SalonPas Lidocaine Plus, and you'll have relief. SalonPas Lidocaine Plus contains two anesthetics, including the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. They numb aggravated nerves for effective, lasting relief. For relief, try what I use, SalonPas Lidocaine Plus.
In the silver box with the blue wave.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today: confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748. Because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Like Dalton said here before we hopped on, is stepping outside this weekend saying what?
Yeah, I would step out every time my wife got so annoyed. I'd go, finally, fall. Fall weather. Perfect.
It was maybe a touch better over the weekend for the first weekend of fall, right?
That's right. Yesterday, only 90 degrees.
All right.
Yesterday, so we're definitely on the way. But we've got quite a bit of rain in the forecast. We have a combination of a disturbance in the upper atmosphere we call low-pressure trough, and then a frontal system that is over northern Mississippi, and that's stationary. All of it means all of these factors come into play here, and we're going to see scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures mainly in the mid to upper 80s. A little bit of sunshine here and there, but this afternoon should be fairly active with rainfall activity. Tonight, some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible, low tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, well, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, and the high tomorrow in the upper 80s. Then on Wednesday and Thursday, another front moves into Mississippi and Alabama. It doesn't make it here to the coast, but it means on Wednesday and Thursday, numerous showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. The rest of the week, Friday again, showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s. And over the weekend, things improve a bit. It'll be partly cloudy on Saturday, around 90. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a few thunderstorms, upper 80s. So looks a little better for the weekend. But in the meantime, you're going to need that umbrella.
All right. And I'm going to get it dialed in as we get closer because I really need that. I really need that little cooler air to come in Friday. The Cub Scouts have a camp out down at the battleship, Dr. Bill, and that means we'll be sleeping outside, not on the battleship for this one, out in the field next to the battleship with 100 or so Cub Scouts. I really need a little cooler air. You're not...
I've got to work on that.
No, it's going to be a long night. It's going to be a long night. All right, let's talk about the tropics. What are you watching there?
Well, we've got a couple of named storms right now, nothing really strong. Tropical Depression Kirk, which is down way down closer to the African continent, is moving to the west at around 24 miles per hour. Highest winds about 35 miles an hour. And now also we have a tropical storm, Leslie, over the eastern central Atlantic. And it's moving very slowly to the south, about 5 miles per hour. So a couple of storms that don't look very strong at this time. And in the case of Kirk, is headed toward the Caribbean. It could strengthen again, but once it gets to the Caribbean, conditions are rather hostile there for any change in intensity. There is a disturbance over the Bahamas. Doesn't look like it's going to develop at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast 24/7. Of course, tropical weather updates all hurricane season long. 6:38, time to check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, light traffic so far as traffic across the Bayway through the George Wallison to Bankhead tunnels. Accident-free conditions continue from Government, Spring Hill, and Dolphin and 65. And no problems. Airport, Schillinger Road out towards Moffitt Road. Watch your speed. Officers already have got radar out. School buses traveling as well. Simpson Smokes at the Battle House Hotel. Enjoy the sixth installment of Sips and Smokes featuring five whiskeys and the perfect cigar from the Tender Box. Enjoy this exclusive event on the 8th floor terrace at the Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Is your automotive service facility ready for the next customer? How about your 2- and 4-post lifts? Are they safe? Is your compressed air system reliable? How about those hose reel and piping leaks? Don't let these gremlins shut you down when that customer walks through your door. Mobile Mechanical Services can conduct lift safety inspections and eliminate all those gremlins that can shut you down. We sell, service, and repair most automotive service facility equipment. Call Mobile Mechanical Services, 653-6945. 48.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Yeah, the wet stuff part of the mix for today. Already showers have been bouncing around Mobile County and Baldwin County. One affecting you. Looks like DIP down towards Dog River, you're getting it, and out in like Georgetown area, getting a shower as well. 84 degrees now. Let's time to check headlines. Let's go. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The city, the county, the state, and even the nation, all celebrating the latest christening of our newest LCS. Austell USA hosted the christening of the Littoral Combat Ship 22, the USS Kansas City, at its manufacturing facility on Saturday. The ship is the 17th Independence-class LCS the company has under contract with the U.S. Navy. The press release describes the LCS as high-speed, shallow-draft, focused mission surface combatant designed to conduct surface warfare, anti-submarine warfare, and mine countermeasures missions in the littoral region. The LCS can support modular weapons, sensor systems, and a variety of manned and unmanned vehicles to capture and sustain littoral maritime supremacy. The ship's sponsor is Tracy Davidson, wife of Admiral Philip S. Davidson, Commander, United States Indo-Pacific Command. Tracy is a Missouri native and attended Southern Methodist University. Just last week, Austell USA received Navy contracts for two more LCS ships, which is a significant extension to the shipyard's most robust program. The NRA finding itself in the red this morning for the second year in a row. These numbers obtained by Open Secrets and reported by The Hill found that the NRA spent at least $54.4 million supporting President Donald Trump and other Republicans in the 2016 races. And that year, they ended it with a deficit of $14.8 million. By the end of 2017, the NRA had a total deficit of $31.8 million. The group's spending after 2016 dropped by $76 million. With revenues of $56 million. Election spending in 2018 has dropped to $2.7 million compared to $19.2 million in 2016. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile Police are investigating a shooting at the Walmart on the Interstate 65 service road. It happened last night at about 9:30. News 5 was there when police took one person into custody. We have not yet confirmed who that person is or what they're charged with. Two teenagers and their father were killed in a house fire in 8 Mile Sunday morning. The two teenage girls were students at Blount High School. 15-year-old Nariah Hughes was a cheerleader and 17-year-old Menorah Smith was a senior.
Some sweet and nice girls. She had raised them right and they were so smart. They were some close sisters, so it's like really hard.
Three other people were able to escape that fire. The cause is unknown. For the first time, students and teachers at St. Vincent de Paul School will be under one roof. A fire in December of last year injured two young children, a teenager, and two adults. Since the fire, the school has been rebuilding to consolidate into one campus. Mobile Fire Rescue says the fire was caused when a flammable gas ignited. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Oh, man, I love football.
Me too. I'm glad we had time to get out to a game.
Oh, look.
What?
On the field.
That's not. Sorry, dear. Didn't know I still had my knitting needles in my pocket. What did I tell you about that whistle? Give it to me. Give me the whistle.
Get off the field!
Please don't arrest her. We're coming down to get her. Have any of you gentlemen looked at your insurance premium lately? You know, for the past several years, it's just been going up, up, and up. Think of all the other things you could be spending that money on. Why, Jack Green eNational Insurance could insure this entire team. Workers' comp, homeowners, auto, commercial, and all types of business insurance.
Hey, we've got to get you out of here.
Get your hands off me.
No,
no, not a family dispute.
It's fine, officer.
What a nice young man. He escorted me all the way out of the stadium. He must think I've fallen ill.
Something like that, yes.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack!
344-5393.
quarter till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for starting your day with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Following week 4 of the college football season, the Associated Press Top 25 was released Sunday. Alabama got all but one of the 61 first-place votes. They're again at the top of the poll after defeating Texas A&M 45-23. The top four stayed steady, with Georgia ranked second, Clemson third, and Ohio State fourth. LSU moved past the Oklahoma Sooners to number 5 in the rankings. The Sooners fell to number 6 after needing overtime to get past Army on Saturday. Stanford is 7th, Notre Dame 8th, Penn State jumped Auburn to number 9, and the Tigers are ranked 10th after beating Arkansas 34-3. Kentucky ranked in the AP Top 25 for the first time since 2007. They came in at number 17 this week after knocking off previously ranked number 15 Mississippi State 28-7. Wildcats improved to 4-0. Mississippi State did hold on to the top 25. They moved down 9 spots to number 23. More importantly, in the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge, right now 2 in the lead, Kevin 64-17 and JT Dungan. They're tied for first place with 174 points, but it's a close race behind them with Pick'em Professor and Track Freak 1 point behind. Sean and I have a race for 91st place right now.
That's right, I'm coming back. I'm now in the top 100, where I was down to the cellar last week. I'm coming up.
You had a huge week, and I had an awful week trying to pick upsets, but now Sean only 2 points behind
me. That's right.
We'll have our own
distance.
Yeah, we'll have our own little race there in the back of the standings.
All right.
And it finally happened again on Sunday. Tiger Woods won the 2018 Tour Championship for his first PGA Tour victory since 2013. The 14-time major winner closed out a two-stroke victory by shooting a 71 in the fourth round at Eastlake Golf Club in Atlanta. Woods finished the tournament 11 strokes under par, ahead of Billy Horschel in second place.
Certainly up there with... obviously, all the major championships I've won, players, World Golf Championships. But this is under different circumstances.
The victory also moved Woods from 20th to 2nd in the final FedEx Cup standings. Justin Rose took home the top $10 million prize with his tie for 4th. In the NFL, it was an upset special Sunday. The Buffalo Bills pulled off a major upset win over the Minnesota Vikings 27-6. The Bills were 17-point underdogs, but got the win behind rookie quarterback Josh Allen, who had 235 total yards and 3 touchdowns. On Sunday night, the upsets continued with the Detroit Lions getting their first win of the season, knocking off the New England Patriots 26-10. Patriots now have 1 win and 2 losses this season. The Tennessee Titans were 10-point underdogs to Jacksonville, but they beat the Jaguars on the road 9-6. And there were also records broken on Sunday. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw his 13th touchdown pass this season in a 38-27 win over San Francisco. That's the most ever by an NFL player in the first 3 games of the season. And New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees had another outstanding day as the Saints rallied to beat the Atlanta Falcons 43-37 in overtime. Brees threw for 396 yards and 3 touchdowns, while also adding 2 more rushing touchdowns. Brees also became the NFL's career leader in completed passes. In the second quarter, Brees broke the record of 6,300 career completions set by Hall of Famer Brett Favre. In baseball over the weekend, the Atlanta Braves swept division rival Philadelphia 4-0, and in the process clinched the National League East Division for the first time since 2013. The Braves beat the Phillies 5-3 on Saturday to clinch the division and beat them again on Sunday 2-1 for their 5th win in a row. Braves the first team in the National League to clinch a playoff spot. And rounding it up with NASCAR on Saturday night, Kyle Busch held off Kevin Harvick to win at Richmond Raceway and advanced to the second round of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. 6:49 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. They're looking to hire top-notch body technicians and auto damage estimators. Do you have what it takes? Come apply today at any of their 7 locations.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
All right, so what do y'all have on the slate for tonight?
We might talk a little bit of golf. I don't know if you've heard this guy, Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of college football, NFL. So, not lacking for subjects to talk about tonight, that's for sure.
That's right. Sports night tonight. Y'all don't miss it. 6:53, time to check headlines. Well, here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you have a pet and you use medication to keep the ticks and fleas down, listen to this. The Food and Drug Administration has issued a warning that common pet and tick medication can cause serious neurological problems in our animals. So this alert includes medicines which may sound very familiar to you, like Nexgard, Simparica, Credilio, and Bravecto. Most of these medications are sold as flavored chews. So here's the issue. They say that some of these animals receiving these medications have experienced adverse effects like muscle tremors and seizures. The FDA says they are working with manufacturers to include new labels with information which would add additional warnings, but they also advise you to keep a very close eye on your pet when it comes to adverse reactions and to report any and all incidents to the manufacturers of the medicine in which you are using. Attention, young men of age, all men. If your dream has been to work at Publix, well, guess what? You don't have to shave off your beard to have that opportunity. On Friday, Publix announced that they're changing their policy to allow their workers to grow beards and other facial hair. The company says they've been testing the policy change in select markets, but September the 29th, the new policy will take effect. Publix had previously only allowed mustaches, but you may recall back in March, a group of employees launched a petition on coworker.org calling on the company to change its no beard policy. That petition garnered more than 20,000 signatures. Publix operates nearly 1,200 stores in 7 states, including Alabama. Spokesperson for the company says that this policy will allow male associates to grow facial hair as long as they keep, quote, a neat, clean, and professional appearance. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Good news for me.
Yeah,
I could get the gig at Publix now. Although I don't know, probably I'll get shave this thing off just for sport and let it come back and shave it off. Just keep people guessing here. Although, you know, I've seen where people have beards. A guy has a beard and they wear the beard net.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Cracks me up. You know what a hairnet looks like? Like there's a beard version.
And it's always interesting whether they go over the mouth with it or keep it below
right.
on where the soul patch would be. Sometimes they cover the entire mouth, and that's just fun to
How
watch.
How about just a whole head net? You know, just like you're a beekeeper or something like that if you're going to work with it.
But, might as well.
All right. Saw a story about a shipment of bananas that was donated to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice.
Okay, that doesn't sound strange.
Some people had these bananas. They are going to give it to the prison so they can distribute it out there. On Friday, department officers with Texas Department of Criminal Justice went to pick up 2 pallets of donated fruit.
Okay.
2 pallets worth of bananas.
I'm sure that happens pretty often with people donating food.
Probably things that, are going to go bad or whatever. Let's use it in the prison. So the department officers went to pick up the pallets of donated fruit and quickly discovered something off about the weight of the boxes. The weight of the boxes seemed off. Quote here in the story from CNN said, one of the sergeants just noticed one of the boxes didn't seem quite right. So Jeremy Dessel, spokesman, said he looked a little further, removed that box from one of the pallets, took a look inside, and saw something extraordinarily suspicious.
Okay.
Within the boxes, officials discovered 540 packages of cocaine hidden among the bundle of bananas. The bundles of bananas.
540 packages.
Police list the value of the drugs at $18 million.
Holy cow.
Okay, so the donation came from the Port of America in Freeport, Texas. According to the department, that was unclear who or when the cocaine entered the shipment. There are, I would say, probably when it was outside this country.
Probably.
Just a guess. Sign me up as lead investigator here. There are several federal entities that are investigating. It's a pretty significant fine for them, said Dessel. Said the DEA and U.S. Customs Border Protection are continuing to investigate that, according to the Texas Department of Corrections. Said our correctional officers and superior supervisory correctional officers are trained to notice things out of place that don't seem quite right, like cocaine and the bananas, I guess. Said they're doing their jobs, not just on our units, but somewhere else. They found something good today. This isn't the first time, Dalton. Drug smugglers have tried to use fruit to hide contraband. In 2017, almost 2 tons of marijuana was disguised as limes in a commercial shipment coming across the Texas-Mexico border. More than 34,000 of the fake fruit packages were discovered by the Image Inspection System and Narcotics Canine Team, the drug valued at $789,000. 2 years ago, 2,493 pounds of marijuana was concealed in a carrot-shaped package entering from Mexico. So my question is, how did this one get delivered to the police or the corrections department? I'm not exactly sure, but
yeah, and how did it get past the dogs?
Yeah, and shows up 540 packets of cocaine with the bananas heading to prison. 6 foot, coming right back. I don't know, y'all. Hour number 2 of Mobile Morning Show. Stay close.
Is that day? 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 Is that